Uranubeba Abeba Beshishe Ubiarabeba Beinamu Uranubeba Abeba Beshishe What a day it will be, O God, a day that you descend, O God, from heaven. Your second coming, O God. The day when we hear the trumpets, O God, blow. When we hear the sound from heaven, O God, that the time is here. The much awaited time is here. Oh, Eradi. What a day it will be. We thank you, O God, for today, O Lord. As you, O God, urge us, O Lord, to prepare for that day. To wake up, O God, from our sleep and our slumber. And prepare for you. Eradi brena so. Eradi yada. Eradi dumye na yen sorry. Na yen nyen. Senye wasam kano, ewo Yesu Christo demo. Amen. 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 Asem we usually nka, yewia enye ka, nensu, mamimi sa ose, hina ena ujini die. Nikana ye diyo, hallelujah. Because we have programmed our minds so much that it is only after the sermon that we say that. Ya shisha ye hun se ye o kasa fonu kasa wia ena ye kasa asem no. But the ye asema erade ebe bisao. Yo be bisao bra weni enye den ena unhusu. Hallelujah. Tina Michelle da bisa asano. Na se ya sama ye kan se hina na wuji ni di no. Se ye somu dine a enke ne kra nka meni asem bia ka. Enke ye ka hene na uji ni di na ni abompa ni ekofie. Hallelujah. But it has gotten to the point where many of us are sleeping. We are not aware of the fact that Jesus is coming and coming soon. There are a lot of theories that people are giving to prove that he's not coming. But I've come to share with you that he's coming. Hallelujah. Nipa bebre akan sem bebre ze uko social media, Facebook, radio, so I'm a bebre. Ya start ka say Yesu beba nya ne obeba nko waba. But onu Yesu Christo nanka sample kan ya say nobody knows that hour except the Father. So he himself does not even know the hour except the Father. Hallelujah. So he will come. He's given us more room. He's given us more opportunities to change our ways. And at the appropriate time, he will show up. Hallelujah. Today is the first Sunday of Advent in the Presbyterian calendar. We celebrate the seasons. And we are in the season of Advent, so today is the first Sunday of Advent, and the Advent is the preparation towards the second coming of Christ. It is where we prepare through the birth of Jesus Christ that he's going to be birthed again, but his birth again is not going to be through how he came the first time, but this time coming as a judgment. Hallelujah. Just in Yankupon Besabe, we are Sibium. Yedikan or Bayano, Onam Onipaso and a Bayer, Nadi Obey dear, Oba Sotembuafo. Hallelujah. So, we are talking about Jesus coming again. Why are we bringing in the birth of Jesus Christ here? Why is the Advent, the time that we are using to teach that Jesus is coming again. There's a reason for the Advent. There's a reason for the celebration of the Advent around the Christmas time. It is to remind us, it's a reminder that if all the prophecies about his birth came to pass, then every prophecy about him coming back will surely come to pass. Hallelujah. Scriptures have demonstrated beyond all doubt, certainly, that it was prophesied that Jesus was coming back. And he did. Bible church mu bebre say Yesu Christ oba ampa so oyeden obaye. Jeremiah ene Isaiah ene adifo ni nyina ka se ohun konkru ebese oba bi ma na ohye ne ma oba bunu bi ohye ne ma oba wo na owo a yebetu ni din sei enkom hye ne ba se yebenu yebewu no Bethlehem ampa so ebe mu enkom hye ba ye se he will be born in a manger and pass to a bemu. So, with all these prophecies about his birth, years before he was born, between the Old Testament and the New Testament alone was a period of about 400 years that we didn't hear anything from God. So, after all these prophecies and all this time passed, if the prophecies that were written down, spoken by these great prophets came to pass, that it means that everything that he has spoken will surely come to pass. Jesus is the greatest prophet that we could ever have on earth. He is the master. He is God himself. He is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Abusia, Yati hoi, se yes o di fo bi be ka sem bi kire wa. Wan hwe a wonye den unyi ni. Nanso se Yesu Kristo abegina wo nche ne wa ka sem na kire wa. Se u begye di. Ana odi fo bi be ka kire wo se enche kra your friend is saying obeto Mercedes Benz. What dream bells so do for a person that I mean, or Jimmy Sika? Then, so say, yes, to Christo Nankasa and Abigina Winchen will soon die. And I, yes, to Christo Nankasa and Abigina Winchen, or catching up Sobeto Mercedes Benza. San or Pan, oh, sorry. When you bet Yama, Sas Sunday, no crowd, but sorry, offering beer would be a tomb because what should I say, yes, to Christo Sobeto Benz? And I'm a what? You will give. Because you are prepared, you have seen Jesus Christ in your dream, and in the dream, he brought you a Mercedes Benz. So why are we doubting if he himself said that I am coming back? I will say, your Bible verse, you can't, you know, third Bible verse, now you can't, you know, or see, on one person, you can't, you know, that I am coming back. So if prophecies about him came to pass, how about the prophecy about him himself that he said he himself? It will surely come back. There was a prophecy about his death. That he's coming to fulfill, a message or fulfill something that his father has sent him to do. Yes, man, so I may be now bribe crona wobby yono. This was one son. And son, what me are you? He is coming to fulfill something that has been sent, something that has been given to him as an assignment. And this assignment requires that he would die. He spoke about it, prophet spoke about it. He himself said it that I'm going to die. And in 3 days' time, I will wake up. Onu ane kayo. Sami bewu. Ampansu oyeden uye. The reason for the death was to save us from our sins. The reason for the death was to forgive us of all our iniquities. Boni aya ye ni ade nyina no. Enu hu wo no bewu se ode bagye ye nkwa. Na owo nkwa ji biom so a eso chin de obeye ye yi. There is a bigger one that he has prepared for us. There is a more joyous one that he has prepared for all of us. And this time, he will have to come back and take the faithful ones to him. Hallelujah. Why do you think that will not happen? If he said, I was going to die, and indeed he died. If he says, I am coming back, indeed he's coming back. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ, our high priest, sprinkled his blood 7 times. It began in the Garden of Gethsemane and ended when he was pierced by the soldiers with a sword on the cross of Calvary. 7 times he spilled his blood. 7 means perfection in the eyes of God. God created the earth in 7 days. Even the 7 day that he rested was part of creation. Hallelujah. Because that was when he checked everything and said that, oh my God, everything that I've created is so good. Hallelujah. So the 7 day, the day of rest, was even a day for him to assess everything that he had created. So assessment is part of the work. Hallelujah. So if he did that, spilled his blood 7 times to save us, he has spoken more than 7 times that he's coming back. Why wouldn't he come back? There was a third one about his resurrection. A prophecy came that he'll be resurrected. And that resurrection was fulfilled. Any penny Ana mewu na me sorry ni na nsa nti na me bi sa o se hina na o gini di no because asaba me kan nyina no e wo yasem no mu ana me ba it's in there onu no wui na o ye den okwa asama do na ni na nsa so no hallelujah. So if you truly believe in that, then it means that you should be ready that he's coming. Wasi nye enye agro ya Bible verse ni ekano osi nye agro ni afedi ye nenso ya ye se ampa Yesu Kristo eyeden eba. He's coming. He said I'll die in 3 days I will resurrect. The Sadducees, one of the major things about the Sadducees was that the Sadducees don't believe in resurrection. Sadducee for now no more how Jesus Christ will be no. Omo main problem na no many Jesus one say Jesus akase. Me sorry if you woman because omo TV that omo him say anya dwuma. So all the trouble that they were giving Jesus was all based on the fact that he said I am going to resurrect. Many people are like the Sadducees in the world right now. That Jesus said he is coming back. A lot of us don't believe. Yenyi ni say Yesu Christo ampa obeba. Abusia mama yenka nokre. We don't believe. We've heard it over and over again. But deep within ourselves, we don't believe that Jesus is coming back. If we do believe, our actions will be different. There is the saying that says that action speaks louder than words. Say a Gideon pa say Yesu Christo beba ye nioma ye yonu beye den besisa. It will change. But your actions is telling me, is telling you that we don't believe that Jesus is coming. Because if you believe that Jesus is coming, you will show love. If you believe that Jesus is coming, you will forgive. If you believe that Jesus is coming, you will overcome sin. If you believe that Jesus is coming, there are certain things that you will not do. There are certain words that you will not use. There are certain places that you will not go. There are certain videos that you will not watch. If you believe, you will not do that. But for you to go to WhatsApp, Facebook and watch that video is just an indication that you don't believe that he's coming. Hallelujah. And today we found Facebook and now WhatsApp now we call internet so now we call you video be now when it access our video won't mean share sorry them. Then so now we now channel. It's an indication that you don't believe Jesus is coming. Because if you believe, you will not watch it. Because osi ye nimbra waya den waba. Nobody knows that hour. Now we try ye no suma wasuma safi munina na video ba could be pe. Now we kwa he ye nebra mi hena na pampana. Hey, yes, never you. Wow. After all the sacrifices I've sacrificed in the church, after all the givings that I've given in the church, after everything that I've done, kwesadia bi ananka metimi akobo double. I'm yes, I'm ba sorry. I'm ankobo double na nya mi sika na betran sorry them. Sa kwesia da nyina sa sika nyina chi. I'm ahwere ni nyina chi. Na mi sa behre nya mi ahenie mu dia. Enene yasem kesiye. Hallelujah. Min jiri se makasa semwe wahada. Semi usku na mi ye rough pa. Na me semi ko school Kumasi. I went to school in Kumasi. And there's a lot of people that in Kumasi that at that time didn't, some of my mates didn't know Accra and Tema and things like that. And ti hura na mi hura mo na mi hura mo se. Na wo ti Kumasi na wo. It me roba kune se. Onipa, ya wuba wiase. Na wunim tema. Na wa, abrochire wa nkobi. Because anamiti tema.
wunim tema na wa abrochire wa nkobi na nyankopa ahenia mu nso wa nyada wa nkobia na wo de wiase a oba de efa de wa hu bi da.
Hallelujah. That if you live in Kumasi or wherever you live, if you don't know Tema, and you didn't get the opportunity of traveling abroad, and those are physical ones, and then the last one, if you don't even get opportunity of going to heaven, then it means you came to the world to see nothing beautiful. Hallelujah. What may we ask you to be fed that?
Me wo ha me ana me de ya rough no me wo ha na ebo me nkan ye o
se I kwaju na me tetema nti me hu baako nyame adom mabra buru chiri me hu baako na baako na aka den so e
ene mi hu ni nyina e na ni nyina anya fe ana me bwa. So even though I was making jokes out of it is a reminder to me that hey, two out of the three have been able to succeed it. So how about the last one? Hallelujah. Let this be also a cue to you that one day, the Lord will come. We are going to see wonderful, beautiful things in heaven. Hallelujah. Why should we be ready? And how is the Bible telling us to be ready? We have to be ready in our worship. Senana medica cano, I was say a sum yan coupon, I was say a sum yesu, yesu, nisum, anan yan coupon somno, a yanema mienu usiana sem, and apply the word. That's it. Study the word of God and apply it. That's all. Without the word of God, it is difficult to worship God. Study the word of God and apply it. Worship is a sign of our holy living. We need to live holy. And the only way to live holy is to apply what the word of God is telling you and me to do. Hallelujah. We're worshiping him in our songs, lifting our hands in adoration, all in the form of holiness. Hallelujah. The second part, it says that we should cast away the works of darkness. Esumunyuma. Evil works. Evil things. The works of darkness. It is to love even as Christ loved, in peace with all. Without love, we are living in darkness. The scripture testifies of the fact that evil age is coming and we are in it. And around that time, Christ will return. Ye nimbra ne de na so ye hwe niamma bi a Yesu aka. Yetumi use eye den niamma e ben. Let us cast off all evil works, orgies, drunkenness, sexual immorality, sensuality, quarreling, jealousy, and be ready for the second coming. Aya, enough. Tuni nyina agu na twen Yesu. That anger, that bitterness, whatever it is enough, just throw it out and wait for the Lord's coming. Hallelujah. Open your heart up. Open your minds up. Open your hands up. Receive everybody in love, just in anticipation of the coming of Jesus Christ. Aye, yaye bebre. Ya kontokwani bia, aye. Abroso. Yenchaso. Hallelujah. If it's a one chair now or ba, now you can't no cry, I am, she shan't say. What's your best chance if you are sorry for you? That is the most serious part of it. That's going to begin from the church. Ninjas of Baba Kwasiada, and ask of Baba Meminenda, and ask of Baba Fiat, but so best chance if you are sorry them. Let's say, ya ba, ya tina samno. Yonti na samunku. Bawa watina samunkuano. Oya dain. Obebu fo anasa obebu bim. Hallelujah. Inti ene a mijina ha kese wa habia untimin kase. Wanti. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Am Amen. Let us take all these things away. Romans chapter 13, verse 13 tells us that. And then the last part, we put on the garment of Christ. How do we put on the garment of Christ? So put on the garment of what? Of Christ. The garment of Christ that brings a promise that he's surely coming. That brings a promise that things will be all right. Put on the garment of Christ. What is that garment? The garment of love, the garment of peace, the garment of understanding, the garment of what? Forgiving. Put on that garment and wait for Jesus. Yes, my show attack, you know. Hallelujah. Put on that garment in the name of Jesus. What to expect in his second coming? He's coming to fulfill the scriptures. As I said earlier on, he prophesied, and so he's coming to fulfill that in the name of Jesus. And he's coming to judge. Number one, me na me kan ese me yede meba ampa so meba. Number one, kase me twa montro. And it is a makasa meba dia meba na ashe asema mekan ne mukana. He prophesied, he spoke that he's coming, and so he will come to fulfill that statement that he made. And the last one, he's coming to judge. He's coming to judge. He's coming to judge. Obebu ye eden. Obebu ye in atem. Atem wono eye every single act, every single word, every single action that we did is going to what? Judge us. Are you ready for that judgment? I cannot escape that judgment. You cannot escape that judgment. The dead cannot escape that judgment. Children cannot escape that judgment. And you turn out to you and what's it then? So no one can escape that judgment. Hallelujah. We will all face it one way or the other. And Jabuzie, Mama, I am prepared. Mama, you're ready. You're not sorry for you anymore. Abusia woda enema bebre ne koso a wunhunu Bible ne se yada ifri se yemie yani mannye mabi enema bi wo a ye ya na se ye bie yani a ye hu se no ati we emfa me nko bebia me pese me ko no. That is why the Bible is saying we are sleeping, because when you sleep you don't know what goes around you. The only thing that you see in a sleep is your dream. And even that, if you remember that. But whatever goes around you, you don't see. Say, you will not see that. It takes the Lord to wake us up. I am here to prompt you to wake up. Sorry na onyameba. Sorry for one na onyameba. Wake up! David told us in his prophecy that we should be awake, because Jerusalem is going to be on the mountain, and it's going to be the greatest mountain, and everybody is going to see that mountain. That mountain is Jesus Christ. That mountain is coming. Hallelujah. So wake up from your sleep. Wake up from every anger. Wake up from every hatred. Wake up from every backbiting. Wake up from not worshiping Christ. Wake up from not reading your Bible. Wake up from not praying. Wake up, because Jesus is coming. We are in the dark days. We are in the evil days. The time is near. He is coming. He is coming. He is coming. Behold, he comes riding on the cross. Oh, shining like a star at the trumpet's call. Lift your voice. It's the year of Jubilee. Out of Zion's hill, salvation comes. Wake up! Jesus is coming. Wake up! These are the days of Elijah declaring the word of the Lord. And these are the days of your servant Moses, righteousness being restored. All those days are of great trial, of famine, darkness, and sword. Still, we are the voice in the desert crying, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. That is what we are doing right now. Jesus is coming. It is going to sound very soon in the name of Jesus. The trumpet will sound very soon. And when it sounds, you can't hide. But we will face it. Abusia wada nyane. Abusia wada sorry. Na Yesu ba. Men kama sam tintin. Dem di mi yane se. Dia wusha. Wada woman, a pacho, and a Jesus Christ will see me make a sorry. In every aspect of your life that you think you are sleeping in, whether you are chasing the dollar so much that you have forgotten about Christ, you are sleeping. Whether you're chasing after relationships so much that you have forgotten about Christ, the Lord says, wake up. When you're chasing the desires of the flesh so much that you have forgotten about Jesus Christ, the Lord says you are sleeping. Wake up. Wake up. Because it's coming. One day. It's just going to be one day. It's just going to be 1 hour. And it's going to be 1 minute that we hear that the Lord is coming. That the sound has been sounded, the trumpet is blown, and it's an indication that the hour is here. It could come today, it could come tomorrow, it could come even when you're not alive, but you still will face that judgment. I will face that judgment. We cannot run away from it. Amen.